Hi, Edie, everyone. My name is Game Hero 76 Live, and today we are here with Swoman himself. How are you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. We decided to get together for this little podcast. We're like a couple of teenage white girls just sitting at a picnic table doing this.
Where's my Starbucks?
No.
I'm cold.
Here is the main question. What are you doing for Christmas break?
I'm going to sleep and do homework and sleep some more. How about you?
Well, I'm playing video games and sleeping. Because I have a life of video games and that's about it.
Yeah, you're going to be living in your parents' basement when you're 30 now.
Look, I don't have a basement. Actually, I might be able to fit in it. It's just like barely under the house.
If you play enough Minecraft, you'll learn how to build a basement.
That's true. That's what I'll be doing. I'm like, I'm teaching how to learn a basement, dude. They're like, wait, get off Minecraft for heaven's sakes. It teaches you nothing. Now, real quick. So, Thanksgiving is coming around the corner as well. Before I get on the whole Christmas break thing. Mm-hmm.
You're preemptively jumping to Christmas before Thanksgiving because I think Christmas is the only holiday.
It is superior to Thanksgiving, except for eating habits wise. I love it. But I normally eat like 3 to 4 plates, if I'm going to be honest, during Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Of just crap. Until my cousin smokes. What do you what do you eat? Oh, Thanksgiving.
Oh, man. Probably a maximum of like 2 plates, really, because I'm not fat.
Okay. Well, I like to be fat. Okay. I like it. I'm sorry. It's such a warm feeling inside when you're just stuffed with food, you know?
And you're stuffed it.
I want to be honest. Okay. It's PG-13, Colin. PG. Now, do you like fried or do you like baked turkey?
Fried turkey, dude. That's the way to go.
Fried? Oh, okay.
I did that last year. It was great.
Really?
Yeah. Sat on the in the driveway, frying the turkey, drinking ginger beer.
Oh, that's
nice. Great.
I haven't actually like personally fried a turkey, but I think my aunts. Oh gosh, there's so many aunts. Okay. I think aunt. Who was it? Might have been Aunt Jemima. Aunt Jemima. Okay. I have a clown noise. I can play it right there. I'm going to play it. So, I think... Oh, man. I can't remember her name. It may have been Anna Lane that brought it. Yeah, either way, they brought that. The flavor is better, but the texture is, like, really, like, chewy. Compared to normal turkey for me. Maybe they did it wrong. I was going to say, maybe they overcooked it or did it wrong.
You can tell
it was literally black.
She did the chicken wrong.
I was going to say, it was very
black.
No,
it's supposed to be black because the thing is that it's got the sugariness from the coating and whatnot on the turkey.
Yeah.
That, like, caramelizes.
Okay.
So it's going to be black, but it's not actually burnt.
It tastes amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible.
But it's
ours was
like,
nice and juicy, too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I might have stopped by. No, I'm just kidding. No. Dad cooks, like, one heck of a turkey. He cooks it overnight.
You're just
everything.
Saying that because you know he's going to hear this.
No, for real. He cooks a really good turkey. It's like under the entire night it's cooking, right? It's like basting.
Oh, so it's almost like doing a barbecue then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, except I think our barbecue, I don't know if we ever, I don't have barbecue that often.
I don't do barbecue that often either, but barbecue, if you do it right, you should cook it like all night long so it just falls off the bone.
Ooh.
It's so good.
That's like, I think that's how Max does his, actually, for the business.
I'm sure. I forget that Max makes.
I know, right?
He needs to make me some freaking barbecue.
Yeah, exactly. I forgot that I have to pay him to do that.
Yeah.
How much is it?
I have no idea.
Because I can't remember. I'll have to text him.
I'll just make him an offer he can't refuse.
Exactly. Okay.
It'll either be a pig barbecue or it'll be him.
Oh, my God. Oh, we always knew that. I didn't know Max liked to hover over a fire. I knew he liked to have a stick in some weird places, but didn't know about the fire part, dude. I want to be honest. No, the thing is, though, like...
Get him nice and fat and just, like, spin him around.
Just, that's after Thanksgiving. That's when we roast Max. Make sure it's, like, the day after. That way your belt buckle finally fits again.
Yeah.
John, dude, I swear, that turkey it's really, really good, though.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I haven't actually, I don't know, I don't like stuffing very much. That's probably a weird thing. I don't like turkey stuffing.
You don't like stuffing?
I don't like stuffing.
The heck do you eat?
Turkey, I guess, and then without stuffing.
Man, dude.
Just without stuffing? I'll try it with the stuffing this year, but like,
dude,
I mean,
the stuffing is the best part.
Is it really?
Oh, the stuffing is incredible.
What's even in it?
I don't know.
I know it's like, oh, okay. I was gonna say, I look at it and I was like, I can't tell what that's made with. I don't think I'm gonna eat it.
I don't know what it's made of, but it tastes good.
Oh, okay. Well, either way. I was pictured. I don't know. It looked weird though. It doesn't look like, do you know what? Oh, what is it called? It's like kweekwee or something. It's some sort of weird. Yeah, yeah.
What the heck?
Couscous!
That?
Couscous!
What?
It's like sort of rice, but it's like balls. It's like little bitty balls. Like tiny little white balls. And they're so good, dude. If you get like that chicken couscous.
So like ant balls.
Yeah. Sure. They're small enough to be. It's like yellow little chicken flavored balls, pretty much. It looks too much like that, but like brown and other stuff in it.
Okay. That's weird.
Couscous is really good. It's not as good as like fried rice or like.
Ooh, fried rice is good.
Yeah, fried rice
is good. I like
shrimp
fried rice.
So I was gonna say,
you like fried rice?
Yeah,
I love fried rice.
Speaking of fried rice, that hibachi place, I cannot get my head all out of that hibachi place down by the co-op. Oh my
so good.
Gosh, it's insane. It's like the
amazing.
Best. I cannot stop eating that steak and fried rice. I'm gonna go broke.
Ooh, steak and fried rice.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
That's what I got last time. It's amazing. Plus, like, medium is like bigger than both my hands. Like, it's.
I mean, that's not that hard to do.
Okay. Silence. My short hair,
is
my
it longer
tiny
than
hands.
Your hair, too?
My short hair, my tiny hands, the tiny balls I like to eat. Don't insult me anymore. This is rough. It's horrible. It's like, it's literally, the place is big.
I wasn't sure where you were going there. All there was tiny hands, tiny hair, and tiny
either,
balls.
Either. I'm a tiny person. We'll just accept it. Just a tiny person. But like, the plate is massive. It's like $6. And the plate's like huge.
You might be a tiny person, but you got a big personality, my friend.
Well, I know 100% what that means. But tiny brain, too. But we'll see.
I'm sure that shows in your grades.
But, I think, if I'm gonna be honest,
look at those
I'm...
shoes.
Oh.
That's interesting.
They're changing color.
They are changing color. That's kind of cool.
That's sick. I think they just turned one off.
Yeah.
There goes the other.
Yep.
Either way, though, I want to know what they cook the steak at. I know they fry it. Otherwise, the texture wouldn't be the way that it is.
Ooh.
But, because it's like more chewy than, like grilled steak, you know what I mean? Than grilled steak is because it's, like, you know, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's less chewy. But,
dude, my dad's mom used to, like, cook steak, like, in a pan instead of, like, grilling it or
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what they do there.
I'm surprised that comes out good, though, because that doesn't sound right, man. That just...
See,
that's blasphemy.
I didn't think it would either. But then,
steak
like,
blasphemy.
I tried that stuff, and oh my goodness. It's just, it goes so well with the fried rice, and I can't have the sauce that comes with it. But I can, I can have that soy sauce, though.
Ooh.
Because, like, soy sauce with it is really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I want to know what they, like, if they cook that to, like, medium rare or what they cook it on. I never cut it open because I'm too busy shoving it in my face. I can't help myself. It's just so good. Because, like,
the jokes.
At the, what was the name? Camp High. At that place, I got sort of like a...
Camp High?
Yeah, Camp High. The one where they cook in front of you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the dude, I got steak. I got some form of steak. I can't remember what steak it was. But I got that steak. That was like a squeaker truck. He just had like a voice crack. Did you hear that?
The truck's hitting puberty, my friend.
I was gonna say, is that? Like, what the heck?
We should all be praying for that truck.
I was like, somebody grabbed that truck's balls as soon as he went on the horn. Oh, I got attacked by a raindrop. But,
I guess you could say that the raindrops falling like bullets, though.
Oh my goodness. I'm gonna hit with lightning here soon. Should have,
say one wrong thing and God just like, BOOM!
I know. Said it just a little raindrop on my forehead.
That was your
That's
warning.
The target.
That was your
yeah,
warning.
I was gonna say. That's the beacon. Right there is where I want it. But yeah, dude, I mean, you should, 1 year, you got to come up to North Carolina with, like, my family for Thanksgiving. Because, like, it's, like, big feast. Lot of food.
Well, I say a lot word, a few word, Detroit.
Exactly. Because, like, the, because Matthew, last year, he left before, I think he left before, it was after we ate, but it was, like, before, like, I think it was, like, 2 hours there, and then he left. I think we went got to go more, get more food. But, that way I have a backup. Just in case, dude.
Is that Ethan Squared?
Is that Ethan?
I think it is Ethan Squared.
Wait, is that both of them?
Yeah. We have new guests.
Should we put them on the podcast? Yes. I was gonna say.
Hold on, let me get them.
Okay, cool. Meanwhile, I'm going to keep company over here. While he goes and screams at Ethan. Ethan Squared. That means Ethan. Ethan and Ethan. Introducing Ethan and Ethan. We're about to see them. He's giving hugs. Oh, looks like a butt has been slapped. Let me see. They're walking over here. They seem a little bit scared on this one. Slowly approaching. I see skinny legs, and I can't help myself. I'm gonna go give him a hug. One sec.
What is this?
You look like you're gonna lay an egg on the podcast.
Yeah, that is not a very nice position.
I'm sure they're all very thankful it's not a
I wish there was video on the podcast.
No, I don't. Oh, gosh.
It's pre-recorded.
Hello,
PG. Oh, my PG, my friend.
Podcast.
What is I'm pretty sure podcast? They said hi.
What's this for?
I don't know.
For the sake of recording a podcast.
It's just fun.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Welcome.
This one doesn't have a purpose.
Yeah. All right, I'm going.
It's cold.
See.
Anyway, what about Thanksgiving?
There's a frisbee?
What?
Dude, what was that?
Of course he did.
And that's what's going to call in that lightning bolt for God.
Yeah, exactly.
He's targeting Ethan now.
That was the button.
Oh, what the heck?
I tried to introduce Ethan and Ethan without them knowing who Ethan and Ethan are.
But, yeah, you know, that's true.
That way.
It's just Ethan Squared.
Ethan Squared.
Yeah.
I was trying to narrate what was happening. I saw a butt and he slapped. Multiple things like that. This is the friend group that I've been involved with for years at this point.
That's why you don't have a
people
girlfriend.
Say that
I'm the greatest boss.
My butt is flat, but it's mainly because
it's been
of how
many
yeah,
times.
It's just the repeating. It's just every time I see you, whoa, how you doing? You know, that every 5 seconds, that's what has made it do that. I'm sorry, future girlfriend of mine.
As if.
Okay, boyfriend, whatever. No.
Whatever you say, man.
A kid that I find on the street, whatever. I mean... It so works, nonetheless.
This just got sent to me. It's one of those signs in the bathroom. Please do not flush anything other than bathroom tissue. Thank you. So somebody come in and carefully puts turds back in pocket.
What? My gosh. So
I think we can all relate to that.
Oh, my gosh. The thing that I can't relate to that apparently, not my cousin, but my cousin's family, right? Seems to if they go to the restroom and they have like an alligator, you know what I'm saying? They like take pictures and send it to everybody. What is the deal? Am I supposed to be doing that and I just didn't know?
Yes.
Is this the meta of living?
This is the meta of living, my friend.
Because like I never does anybody
like,
do that?
Things like not doing that are why God is going to send a lightning bolt at
you. I was just say it's just like you should take a picture to go crack. You know, I don't see why.
I'm pretty sure that you are seeing why.
Like, look at this, bro. It was massive. I'm like, dude, really? I don't care. I don't care. I really don't care.
Well, you can forward those to me then if you'd rather.
No, I think I'll just quickly throw on my phone as the Snapchat just rolls through.
Just this feed of like a week. Perhaps.
I went to the bathroom 6 times yesterday. I want to see now.
Dude, if you're going to the bathroom and it's that big 6 times in a day, you need some help.
Don't concern about what he's been eating. That's us after we feast on Max.
Oh man.
Dude, if Max hears this, this is just
we're so dead.
This is your warning. Saying. Just saying. We have planned to eat you. I'm sorry.
Oh man.
That'd be funny. I didn't want to leave him after high school, so I took him with me.
I guess you could say there's a piece of Max in all of us.
Yeah, dude. Goodness. I never noticed how big that tree is.
We've all got a little bit of Max inside us.
Some outside. Whew, goodness.
You gotta release your inner Max.
Oh my Lord, please don't make me do that. I can't get anymore.
But when you do, don't take pictures of it. Yeah. And send
it to your family. That was so odd. I don't get it, dude. I don't get it. So, Orochi.
Orochi.
That's enough said.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can we call him Speedy Gonzalez?
I was gonna say, I was facing that one Orochi the other day, man. It was a one trick. He wasn't like anything. But I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, still, one heavy. I don't think I've seen a heavy.
Nah.
Off guard break, still lights.
He's Speedy Gonzalez, man. He's tiny, he's light, and he hits like thunder.
It's terrible. Golly, dude. I mean,
I don't know, man. I think they should buff his light speed.
Obviously. Like we were saying earlier, if they buff his light speed, it's screw Game Hero. That's the name. Sorry. We hate you, by the way. I hate you and everything you stand for.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like I said, Migos would be talking about him after that. Stumble screw like a rooster. It's gonna change his entire combo to 700 MS. That's it.
Yeah. Just
call it.
It'd be like SpongeBob. Want to see me do it again?
It would be like the most terrifying thing when like an Orochi finishes off your teammate and then turns around and looks at you.
Want to see me destroy Game Hero? Want to see me do it again?
Motion nail. Oh, disgusting. Literally, I don't think I can face that.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, they sped up his movement speed. That's fine. That's okay. Not that much. I would much rather movement speed than anything else. So.
Yeah.
I'm still trying
to. Up his light damage.
Dude, I swear. These ideas, you should make sure to never say them again. Because, like,
get Bungie to buy For Honor. And
I was gonna say, yeah, Bungie will buy For Honor and it'll nerf.
Game Hero, we're back!
Sorry! They do crash your party. Oh, gosh. I'm gonna wake up tonight after, like, having a nightmare about this.
No more Orochi!
Yeah, no.
No more.
I'll wake up. No, please. Don't do this. Nuts.
You're going to be like sleep parrying.
Exactly. They'll wake up and I'll That probably doesn't sound right since they can't see the motions that I'm doing. Oh, that's just...
Well, y'all can know it looks very hot.
Yeah, it looks... Well, it was nice talking to you. Dude, I'm excited. I think next time we'll have Peyton on the podcast. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Like King.
I was going to say, I think if you're able to come, I don't see why we couldn't tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I got to work, and then I don't think I'm driving to work tomorrow, so probably not.
Probably not? Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, all else fails, I just try to... We're talking about rivals. That's going to be...
Yeah. Although then again, my boss will be dropping me off at home after work, so depending on the time, I might be able to just hop in the car and head out. We'll see.
Yeah. Whatever you think, dude.
It'll also depend on when I get off work.
He won't let me pay him gas money either way.
Yeah.
Also known as, did I say his name? I meant Mr. Fluffy Pants. Sorry. Either way.
No, that'll be you after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, they will nickname me Fatty.
Senor Fluffy Pants.
Senor Fluffy Pants. His butt is flat no longer. And for heaven's sakes, neither is his stomach. Oh God, is that his chin?
They'll be using your chins to count instead of fingertips.
Exactly. I'll be that mom or whatever off of Honey Boo Boo that they made the meme about, where they're like, season one, it's like one large chin. Season two, it's like 17. It's like season three, 444 chins. Sorry, Honey Boo Boo. But still, I love making fun of your mom, though. It's funny.
What'd you say about my mom?
What'd you say about my mom? Yeah, somebody was passing me today while I was walking the dogs.
Yeah.
Down the road. And I wasn't walking the dogs down the road, but they were going down the road. And they were walking, which is brave in this weather. But they were walking.
I walked last night. Well, why is that brave?
Because it's like, it was like, looked like it was about to rain, and it's disgustingly cold. If they get caught out in the rain, they're like screwed. They're just going to freeze. And they'll look like Anna.
I've heard there's worse ways to go.
Frozer, huh?
I've heard there's worse ways to go. And you definitely have a sister after that comment.
Yeah, okay, look. I am not afraid to admit, yes, I have a sister. I'm also not afraid to admit that she still is a 13-year-old at heart.
And that you love Frozen.
No, I don't love Frozen.
Just let it go, dude.
Yeah, just, oh, for heaven's sakes. And I'm the one with the sister. I think you have a sister, too. The little sister.
Yeah, I do.
Her name is Kata, though. I'm excited that I... Jer asked me, were you there when he asked who's going to watch Frozen 2?
No, I was not.
Okay, well, he asked who was going to go and watch Frozen 2 the day it comes out. And I was like, I will if you and me both wear dresses and like some sort of wig. Yeah, and I get like, if I get long white gloves, I'll go.
Yes.
I'm down.
Yes.
Especially since I'll be like, no, that's free. And then I'll take the glove off and hold my hand out, see if they give it to me. That's free, I'm sorry. But for me, it's free. It's funny.
I'm starring in the movie. How can you not let me?
Yeah, exactly. Gosh. I told my dad, actually. I told you we were fixing the truck up so that way he could go to work. And we were in the middle of fixing that up. And he said, I know you're cold out here. You can grab a jacket real quick if you want. I was like, cold never bothered me anyway. And then he said, I have two daughters. And then he shunned me. And he's still shunning me. Wouldn't answer my calls either.
Does that mean I get the Jeep?
I guess so. Because, I can't with my non-puberty squeaking self go over there and take that Jeep. Can't do it.
So it takes a real man to drive a Jeep like that.
Exactly. Dude, especially that Jeep. Dude, okay, so those people were passing me though. I completely forgot to finish that.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, they said, oh, I like their little sweaters, the dog sweaters. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I was like, hers doesn't really fit her very well because she's getting a little fat. And then she goes, oh, little fatty. And Abby looks up like, what'd you say to me? It's like, she looked up. She was mad, bro. She's like, yo, what'd you say about my fat? I ate fat. It's insulation. Like, she was mad. It was hilarious. Pretty sure I seen a blood vessel. Vessel in, like, the top of her forehead. That was the best thing I've ever seen Abby do. Just like look up.
Then Abby will try to run after those people and trip up on her feet.
Yeah, exactly. Jen, wait!
Starts rolling down the hill.
Exactly. As she's gaining traction, starting to look like Sonic going down the hill.
The new Sonic live action.
Dude, oh my gosh, have you seen? They completely redid him.
Yeah, I did see that.
It's actually kind of funny because they seriously actually redid him. I didn't think they'd actually redo him.
I saw somebody made like a comment about it and just like, are you guys proud that you cyberbullied an entire corporation?
That was hilarious. They really, thank God that they fixed him. Like, that Sonic was like perverted, bro. There was something with that Sonic.
Yeah.
If I seen that thing in an aisle, I'm screaming and running to Michael Myers. Like, that was the worst. The weird thing was how he, like, I don't think, does Sonic have a tail?
I don't know, I'm gonna look that up. I have no idea.
I was saying, I'm not sure. It's like Stanley and the mustache. I'm not sure. I feel like he does, but he doesn't.
Stanley?
Yeah, Stanley.
Stanley has a mustache.
Yeah. Does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, which Stanley?
Off the Office.
Yeah, Off the Office. Stanley has a mustache.
Okay, cool.
I think, hold on.
Yeah, great. Yeah, here we go.
Hold on.
Research.
Yeah. Stanley has a mustache.
He does have a mustache. Good.
Stanley
okay.
does have a mustache.
Cool.
Good. Okay, now how about
now, Sonic's tail?
Tail.
Does he have a tail? I feel like it's like a stubby little tail, if I remember correctly, but I'm not sure.
Freaking restaurants over here.
I know, obviously, Tails has a tail, because his name is Tails. If he didn't have a tail, it would be weird.
That would be weird.
It'd be
okay,
awkward.
So, like, there's no good pictures of Sonic's butt, so I'm not sure. Yeah, oh, Sonic has a tiny bit of a tail.
He does have a tail. Yeah, so it is stubby.
A tiny bit of a tail.
Yeah, the thing is, in the movie, you couldn't really tell he had a tail, because it looked like he was, like, Super Saiyan 3. Because, like, his hair would go down to, like, his waistline, and the one tail was just kind of, like, whoop.
That's so much better.
That is. They really made it so much better. He was so skinny, he looked like Jace. Like, he just... Sorry, Jace. He's so skinny.
This podcast is just going to become you.
Yeah, we're just...
All
I'm just going at all my friends here, dude.
This is like the office roast session.
It was... I mean, dude, Jace, I feel bad for you, man. I'm so sorry that I had to reference you like that. But, like, he looked like you, bro. He really... Especially when he said gotta go fast and it tried to make it cool, I could have screamed. Gotta go fast. I'm gonna hear that for like the next. I'm gonna go to Kid Spring or something like that, go to like volunteer again or some crap, and then I'm gonna hear gotta go fast, I'm gonna slap the kid. You're not a skinny blue hedgehog! There was one kid that actually, speaking of which, when I was back in that, you know, in that church doing that doing the kid stuff, there was a kid that did not want to do what I said, because I was like, at
so
the time
just
his height
handed him.
No. He tried to hit me in the nuts, actually.
Oh snap.
Yeah,
dude, I had that when
so
I was doing
swiftly block and meet him in the face. No, I'm kidding. I was like, okay, I'm getting the big guns now.
Yeah,
I got this dude that's like 6'8". He's like, with the basketball.
So you went and got TJ.
Yeah, I went and got Shigoki over here, the Shigoki of Kid Spring, and told him to. I was like, stop this child.
Dude, did I tell you when I was doing VBS that had, it was two kids, it was brothers.
Uh-huh.
And so I was running, like, games with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids come out to go play the games with us.
Yeah.
And these two brothers run up to me and one of my friends. Run up, one goes to me, one goes to my friend. They both just look at us and punch us both in the nuts.
Jeez.
That's how
savagery.
They started. That was the
See,
first
I would
day.
Never even dare to do that. I used to, I would wait till my cousin David would bend down, and I would, sorry, I'm trying to adjust my pants here. I would wait till my cousin David would bend over to, like, look at something, and I'd shove ice down his pants. But that was it. And then he'd, like, run at me, try to tackle me. I'd end up tripping and falling down the hill, and then we'd both go falling down the
That's
hill.
That's hilarious.
But, like, yeah, no, I mean, because he's got one of them plumber. You know what I mean? When he bends over,
yeah.
You can tell that he is freshly broken open. Not that way, sorry. That was not what I... You can tell what he's into now. It was like...
It's like opening up a walnut.
You can see just like...
It's cracked right open.
The black hole, and I'm just like, oh ice! I need
man.
Ice! So I put a couple pieces of ice in there, and then he's like, oh my gosh!
Maybe it's like a wormhole.
Golly. I didn't do much other than that, though. I never really, like, I wouldn't kick anybody or hit anybody.
Yeah, I stabbed a fork in my brother's knee one time.
What?
Yeah.
Jeez. I
like
hear all
five.
These kids that do that stuff, and I don't remember, like,
But you
really
didn't have older brothers.
I did. My dad and me would, like, play in the pool and stuff, but, like, I mean, it was the only time that I remember is my dad repeatedly choke slamming me into the pool.
Good man. I like
yeah. It was fun.
My brother.
I almost drowned like twice. It was sick. No, I'm just kidding. No,
when
just
I was
kidding.
Like, I want to say I was like five, my brother did something. He made me like really mad, so I went and got a fork from the kitchen and I ran into the living room and just stabbed him in the knee.
Oh my goodness. I bet that man can't see you with a fork without just like shrieking. Tell mom, take it away! He's got the fork again. No, I mean.
We only have plastic forks in our house now.
Yeah, exactly. Just in case Coleman just goes ham again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I bought a metal knife the other day. Coleman, put it down. No. Just mine.
I'm gonna go.
Give
to,
me
I'm
your gonna... knees. Look at that.
I'm gonna go to like Forks Anonymous, you know.
Yeah. That would be great.
My name's Coleman and I'm addicted to metal forks.
Oh, that would be so good. People are addicted to strange things and just like, I need my forks. Dude goes up to you like, here, let me take the fork and stab it. The knee is my signature
always
spot.
Always to the knee.
Yeah, always to the knee. Damn, that would be your version of a For Honor execution.
Just can we get a new execution to come out of For Honor?
Where you just whip out a fork to the knee, dude.
Give it to a Rochi.
Pretty sure I've seen Jason Bourne do that a couple times.
Yeah.
Or was that a pen?
I think it's a pen.
I think it is a pen.
I think it is a pen, yeah.
And then again, I've seen him do that thing with the book. You know what I mean? Where he like puts it in front of that dude's face and just punches the book.
No, but that sounds like fun. We should
try this. It was sick. He was like fighting with this book versus a dude with like a knife. And this dude like throws like some sort of, I think he threw like a hook or something. I don't know. He throws some punch and then he goes like this and puts the book in front of his face and starts hitting the book. And the book is just like colliding with his dude's face. It's hilarious.
I guess books really are the best weapon.
Absolutely. Especially when you got somebody you like can't read.
Like you.
Okay. I have a script in front of me.
That a script that you've not gone off of like at all.
Well, hey, I used the just in case we run out of ideas to talk about subject. Okay. I did not use the Thanksgiving really is on its way, right around the corner, closing in, on its way in a Lambo, running stop signs, blazing down the streets like a meteor coming to destroy us all. What's your plans? I didn't use that. I could have used that.
To be fair, I don't think we ever truly run out of things to talk about.
No, it's maybe like back when during those, it was like one of the first years that I actually knew you, we called like almost every single day. And then there for a little bit, it was like a month and a half where I like didn't know who Colin was.
Yeah.
And then it was like, hey, we have new stuff to talk about. We're talking.
I do tend to just disappear after a while, though.
Oh, well, I think to a degree, anybody does.
Yeah.
Sorry. Golly.
Disappearing just happens.
Yeah, for real.
It's my superpower.
Oh, just poof. There you go. I found a tissue too.
Hey, you have a tissue. How about that? It's your lucky tissue.
Yeah, I know, right?
No. Now you must keep it in your pocket forever.
That's gonna be. It's gonna. I'm gonna get it back one day. It's just gonna be
Kylie's purse.
Yeah, exactly. I'm done. Now she'll know who it is. Dude. I can see her.
She'll say Austin in that very distinct voice, almost like Alvin.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Austin! Somehow has like a deeper voice than like friggin' Shaquille O'Neal. Comes into my room.
Morgan Freeman over here yelling at you.
Excuse me. My goodness. I used to have this one outfit that was like, it was like a camo, it was like camo overalls, right?
Yeah.
And then a big camo coat that would go over it. It was like, okay.
Was that for like hunting?
Well, it was supposed to be, but we never went hunting. So,
so you just look like an idiot.
It was comfy. It made my legs like comfy. The size of like tree trunks, but it was comfy. I could literally lay down in the snow and like cover up with the snow and never notice there was snow there. Like,
oh, that's
it was,
nice.
Yeah, it was so warm. That was like definitely the best outfit I've ever had as far as like getting warm. You know what I mean? I might buy another. Because like, it was just fantastic. It was the best. I'm thinking about trying sesame chicken at the hibachi place. Because I've been hooked on that fried rice, steak and fried rice.
Yeah.
But
I like the General Tso's chicken that I got.
Really?
Wednesday. That was good.
It was actually good?
That was really good.
Okay.
I wasn't so big on the fact that it came with vegetables with it, but.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
I mean, who wants vegetables, dude? Just give me some freaking meat. I'm not a rabbit.
Ron Swanson over here, yeah. Try it, it's good for you. Mmm, delicious.
Yeah.
I eat that. I don't know what. Is he coming?
I don't know what
here?
He's doing.
I don't know either. Oh gosh. Yay! He's not rerunning over here. What the heck?
Like a freaking pterodactyl over here.
Dude, it's Lisa. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
What am I doing for Thanksgiving? We're gonna go to see family. and get really fat. And
speak louder, son. I'm hard of hearing.
I'm gonna get fat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That shouldn't take that much.
Oh man. Okay. You realize me and Jace for years had to refrain from calling you Tubby. No, I'm just kidding.
No, y'all did not refrain.
I did. I did. Jace didn't. He enjoyed calling you Tubby.
And Santa Claus.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Now you have the beard to go with it, though.
So. This is true. Just gotta dye it white.
Yes. How much turkey?
Although
all the school stress
might turn it white anyway.
Like.
Louder, son. I'm hard of hearing.
Are we talking like metric or like what measurement?
Measurement of what?
I don't know. Poundage.
Poundage.
Like 40 pounds at least.
40 pounds?
40 pounds.
Do you prefer fried or baked?
Oh, yes. Both.
Both?
I want like half and half.
Half and half? Yes. No, we asked about meat, not cream.
Ha-ha!
Oh, very funny. Very funny.
Ha-ha.
Very funny. That's very good. Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Just half and half?
Yeah.
I can't decide. I think fried has a better flavor. I'm telling you. They said they did something wrong that
turkey. Here's the thing with like fried versus like normal turkey. Like I like normal turkey with gravy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like fried turkey with gravy. It's a different experience cuz when you eat turkey with gravy, it's like your mother is like blessing you. You get to wife again.
What?
Okay. It's God the mother, dude.
But, oh my God! No. with
like fried chicken, it's like, or fried turkey, it's like Thanksgiving Colonel Sanders is just like caressing your mouth.
Okay.
With love.
I have always wished for Colonel Sanders.
I like Thanksgiving Colonel Sanders.
I agree.
I think that's my favorite Colonel Sanders, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Either that or Christmas Colonel Sanders. Both are pretty good.
You should see the real Colonel Sanders in this one.
Almost as crumbly as their biscuits. On.
Can we just discuss?
Let's go.
Can we just discuss? How do you spell Colonel?
Cut. You, okay, it's with an L, dude. It's with an L. It's like C-O-L-O-N-E-L.
C-O-L-O-N-O. Okay, but wait.
Can we discuss? Oh, is it Samwise Gamgee or whatever as Colonel Sanders?
No, it's this Colonel Sanders.
Hold up.
This
Colonel Sanders.
Which one? What
Hot
in the
Colonel
heck?
Sanders.
What?
Now tell me you wouldn't want him to come
down
your chimney.
That is a Kawhi Colonel Sanders.
Tell me you don't want him coming down your chimney on Christmas Day to give you some presents.
Dude,
Colonel
that
baby,
is the,
just wanted to down the chimney.
I thought his
he's
nails
hot.
Were, I thought his nails were painted. That was weird.
He's hot.
I do. We understand.
I think I can confirm Colonel Sanders is hot.
Oh my gosh. A Kawhi Colonel Sanders. Who would have thought?
I feel so bad they don't understand
Yeah. Don't worry. Just look up hot Colonel Sanders.
Actually, that'll probably take you some really
look
bad
up,
places.
Look up Colonel Sanders dating sim.
What?
Yeah, it's a game.
Did you play that?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a dating sim where you date Colonel Sanders.
What?
It's so good. It's so good.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I'm gonna
me.
Find this now.
Dude,
I want to date Colonel Sanders.
Oh my lord.
Oh god, there's somebody getting out of the car.
I don't think
I
could do that.
Oh my god, that's Caitlin Lopez.
Oh yeah.
Another person for the podcast?
Yes.
Have I been introduced formally?
I don't think so.
This is, what do you want your name to be? You can be whatever you want.
Oh god, that's hard. What's your name?
I'm Game Hero.
What?
I'm Game Hero.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
You can laugh at him.
He's
for that.
A swollen.
Okay.
Swollen? Okay. Yeah. My name's E-Boy Ethan.
E-Boy Ethan.
Yes.
This is E-Boy Ethan. You
dude,
can now
Colonel
call
Sanders...
me the Fist of Havoc.
Okay, can I just... Dude. Colonel Sanders dating sim. I love you, Colonel Sanders. A finger licking something. I can't say
what? Are you serious? What does this world come to when we're trying to date
Colin.
Colonel Sanders?
A finger licking good. Here's what happens.
Dating site.
I'm glad they can't see what I'm about to do.
Dude,
it's finger licking good.
This PG. I'm censoring this.
It's not like they can see. They don't have eyes.
You're hinting towards it.
I'm hinting towards Colonel Sanders giving me a kiss on the forehead.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Yes.
I'm gonna go jump.
Whoa.
You should do that.
What?
Is that JoJo?
What the heck, dude?
What has this become?
Oh my goodness. I think I don't know, but that's a dang good looking.
How are y'all not freezing?
They say Kauai.
Dude, they're gonna leave their jacket on. I'm good.
I was gonna say, I'm all good over here. My ears.
The cold never bothered me anyway, man.
But that's about it. The cold never bothered me. I said it again!
Okay, keep this in mind. I lived in Texas for like most of my life.
How have I never heard this? Usually people from Texas make it known pretty quickly.
Yeah, I don't think so. But I lived in Russia for the first portion of my life.
What?
Really?
Yes. Oh, wow. So I got used to the cold, and then I got used to the heat, and now I'm used to nothing. Nothing is okay. I get hot in the summer, it's freezing, I'm freezing. I wear a hoodie and a jacket.
A shwoodie? I wear a shwoodie.
Shwoodie!
I wear a hoodie and a jacket in class, and it's like 70 degrees in the classroom, and I'm still cold.
What the heck, dude? You're like a woman.
I am a woman. This is my coming
out. Can you at
story.
Least drive straight?
No.
Okay. No, he's full on woman.
No, I can drive straight. I can actually drive a manual, so that means I'm actually a sexy man.
This is true.
Okay.
And I think you drive a sexy car too, don't you?
I do drive a sexy car.
What is the car?
Which one?
I've not seen your car.
Which one? I have a 69 Camaro.
What?
Seriously?
Can I have it?
It was my grandfather's.
I want it.
That's mine now.
Yeah. We're going to hijack it. I can drive now legally, so we're going to hijack it.
G22.
Or if you want to really have a fun time, I'll drive.
I would like to get this Camaro back in one
They're both manuals that have.
Oh, I don't know how to drive manuals.
They have both have over 700 horsepower. So
whoa!
I can do
They're both rear-wheel drive.
That's sick.
V8s. Both of them have twin turbos.
Jeez.
But the other car, the 2010
E-boy
GT. It's a 2010 Mustang GT. The guy who owned it. He was a race car driver. Mm-hmm. So he pimped out this car to be like the most like it's a race car, but it's still a Mustang. Like he didn't like gut it or anything. He put a roll cage in.
Oh my god!
Y'all know what a 5-point harness is?
Yeah.
The roll cage 5-point harness. Like,
are you kidding?
Racing tires. Like the entire thing is just.
Oh,
goodness gracious!
Jeez.
But yeah, I broke it.
What?
So I was fixing the flywheel. The one thing he didn't change out was the flywheel. You know what the flywheel is?
Yeah. Like, and they had a movie. I saw a movie on it. Sorry.
Of course you did.
So the flywheel was rusty because like they just do that over time. And so he hadn't fixed it. And so whenever I got it, I went over there. I was trying to fix it, and I was using a torque wrench, and it said to set it to 40 foot-pounds of torque. Mm-hmm. So I did, and I pulled it down, and it clicked, and the whole thing just shattered.
No!
Yep.
That hurts.
Rough, dude.
So, yeah, now I gotta get
it. And then you went and bulged your eyes out.
And I went.
I
climbed in a sewer. I lived down there for 4 years, and my face started to turn white, and I started.
He's Pennywise!
So, all together, you have lived in Russia, Texas, the sewer.
Yes.
Golly. That's out in here.
But I'm actually Jesus Christ.
At least now he knows what it's like Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah. I know, it's a big surprise. So I've actually lived in heaven, too.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah, totally. I'm actually Jesus.
Look, dude.
Congratulations, you've been blessed.
Your basement doesn't count as heaven, man. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Trust me, I've been there.
PG.
I broke Ethan.
What's that little tower there?
I don't.
It's a watchtower. It's a guard tower.
It was a sniper tower.
Yeah, it's a sniper tower.
It's totally a sniper tower.
Yeah, exactly.
They're actually sitting there with a camera right now.
The holy
us.
War.
Do
they're,
not
they're,
come
they're
over
making
here with a blanket
sure
on
we don't
head.
Say anything.
Yeah. No, they're about to throw like a smoke thing at you for God to know where to send that lightning.
Exactly.
Bolt.
Yeah. You. Not to mention, you just claim to be his son, so now you're done.
Yeah, so you're both.
I need to get some distance. I was
going to
say distance.
There's a guy there with a 50 cal, just like waiting for the holy war.
Is that a barrel I see?
Ah, hello, friend. Bang.
Bang.
That's how I greet all my friends. Hello, bang.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. If bang is the sound effects for slapping them in the butt, yeah, it is.
Bang.
Hello. What's up? How you doing? That was like perfect timing.
I was sorry about that. So I joined a Discord server.
Oh yeah?
Oh heck yeah.
I did.
What is it about?
It's fancy.
It's called what's it called? Y'all don't need to see my chats with that person. It's called Details.
Details?
Yeah, and it's literally like the best Discord server ever because everybody in it is Australian.
Oh, yes!
Everybody
it's
finds...
It's like Big Sexy.
I know,
everybody
right?
finds oh, me God. So yeah, amazing because
he got
I'm
mad at me.
Russian-American, and I'll just start cussing at them in Russian, and they find it so amazing that they're like, oi! Oi, do it again! And I'm like...
What's so special?
And I'll just start saying American things like y'all, and they're like, oi! Oi. That's so wild! see that man right there?
You just gotta call him all mate.
That's my boy Kale.
Kale?
Yeah, he's...
Sounds like the guy at Dragon
Is he a vegetarian?
What?
Is he a vegetarian?
No, you didn't really
no.
just make
You are what you eat.
Oh, this man is the embodiment of Kale.
He's the green giant.
lung cancer.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, how are you feeling since Wednesday, my dude?
No, I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling
No, it wasn't sick. Oh,
okay. No, I'm not sick. Don't worry.
Okay. Are you still dying?
No, I'm feeling... No.
Okay, good. Well, we're all dying slowly.
Yeah.
It takes about 80 years.
It's not fast enough.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
No, actually, the government's all poisoning us very slowly.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. That's why. But listen. Pigeons are video camera... No, I'm just kidding.
Betty White and Morgan Freeman and the Queen were all born before they started poisoning the air. Yep. And they were born after... The mass murder that only a few people know about.
Yep.
And the Earth
so
flat.
That's why they're
well,
that,
Nelson,
that's why they're still
Nelson,
surviving.
He's as old as rocks too.
That's why they're still alive because like they're actually immune to it because, yeah.
Yes.
And knowledge. The Earth is flat as well.
Yeah, it is.
I can't help myself.
If the Earth wasn't flat, then our shoes would be curved.
Exactly. Hey. See, I'd be falling right now. That's why I didn't have my shoes. Would be freaking. I have to walk around and trip on my face.
Austin has left the chat.
Everybody press F to pay respect for Austin.
I
hope big
this podcast one day becomes just like you two sitting in a room with microphones just being like, hey Austin, the earth is flat.
Ear rapes on podcasts are like my favorite thing. I think ear rape in general is just your favorite thing.
Yeah. Hey guys.
Well, as we come into the 15-minute mark, I'm about to kill myself.
This is Wait, we can make suicide jokes?
And, no. PG! No. Nothing said. No Holocaust, no nothing.
Because if we could do that, then I'm going to go jump on that
what
building.
What was that about the glass of juice?
No.
But y'all know about that guy, Jeff?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he didn't kill himself, though.
Jeff.
He didn't do it.
Who?
He didn't kill himself.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Jeffrey Epstein.
I hope they did.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
E-boy is dead now. Sorry.
Guys, I'm killing myself slowly. That's why there's somebody with their hands around my neck.
The world is a better place now.
Dwight has now taken his pants off and is announcing. Let the record show that E-boy Ethan is out here. Braving it in the wilderness completely. PG.
It's been
but
four days.
The prices are the lowest in the
We've been in the wilderness for 4 days. It's hard out here. I feel like I'm on a break. I'm gonna say something
just
I shouldn't.
Just drink your own urine, it'll solve it.
I'm gonna say something I shouldn't. My mother didn't get to put soap in my mouth. Oh, mother.
And he dies.
There's a child.
Yeah. Good job. You have now officially.
Way to go, buddy. You have now scarred.
Just gonna stare her dad in the eye.
Yes, there you go. That's always a good idea.
Or should I just get oi mate?
Oi mate.
Or jump in a puddle
beside oi mate.
I love how you guys are like, let's stab him. I'm just like, I'm like, he's jumping a puddle beside me.
You guys are like, haha, PG, and I'm out here like Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah, I've got you.
But man. I will.
We'll make this interesting.
What's that?
Maybe that, it's a flashlight.
Yeah, it's a flashlight.
Ah!
It's a knife flashlight. I don't think knives, I think knives
you
are
go,
considered
like,
PG. I think
fire.
Guns are PG. That's it.
For the audio listeners, I whipped out a Zippo lighter.
This is why Evil Ethan is a bad influence, because we have officially started a
fire.
Evil Ethan is jumping on the table.
Yo, Ethan, what's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
What?
A hippo is a big fat animal and a Zippo is a little lighter.
Oh good gosh.
Hey, you gotta relight this, dude.
Hey, get silly.
Oh, okay.
Oh no.
Flashback.
All right. And as we reach the 50-minute mark here, I think I'm gonna cut this one.
As we reach the 50-minute mark, Austin begins to bend over.
I'm okay. Yep. Yeah, all right. See.